Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. Running it solo today because, well, my schedule fucking sucks. I guess Cody's does too right now. So it is Añejo month here in The Last Drop. Honestly, I might be doing next week solo too. I'm not sure yet. Or maybe we'll do it a day in advance. Still not sure yet. Because I'm going to be the best man at a wedding on the day we record. So I will not have time for that. So this week I've just been running around to get my tux and shit ready. Or my suit, I should say, ready and stuff. So I'm tired. Luckily, my lady was there to help me get my shoes because, I'm not gonna lie, I stopped giving a fuck, to be honest. I really just stopped, didn't care. I was like, whatever, dude. It was, as long as it don't look like some old man wears it and stuff. I was trying my best not to outdo the groom, but damn, I'm gonna look fly as hell either way. So, it is Añejo month here on The Last Drop, and I gotta tell you, although I gave mine a last drop, my what was it called? Wild Common Añejo. This has not been an exciting month when it comes to Añejos. Granted, I just don't have time to go to the store right now to get some Añejos, but I just feel no urgency or need to want to go get it. Just not that excited, to be honest. And I was looking around in my tequila cabinets, and I was like, shit, man, I don't have any Añejos laying around to review per se, and Cody don't have any, so he already told me that. So it would have just been me solo either way if he would have been here talking about it, even though it's like our tequila week, if you will. So for next week, our final week will be mix and match week. I think it's our final week. Hold on, let me just double check. Yeah, so next week is the final week, Memorial Day weekend. You'll get a review there. I guess I got to go get a bottle because I legit don't have anything neither. So it's got to be something I can go get special. I started looking in the tequila cabinets. I told Cody I didn't have anything, honestly. That was a lie. I actually found something. I had it behind my Tesla Mezcal right next to Siempre Vivo. And I forgot I even bought these, to be honest, because they were so cheap. But I got two of them. I'm only going to do one. I got the Añejo and the single barrel Añejo. But I'm only doing regular Añejo because this is regular ass Añejo month. We're not doing single barrel, even though Cody did one last week. We're not doing single barrels. We're just doing the regular basic shit that you can find at any store. You can grab it anywhere. It is regular ass Añejo month. And the bottle I have right here, the label is peeling like crazy. It is Zumbador Tequila Añejo. I got these two bottles out of one of my lovely stores with the lovely ladies, Liz and Maria, running it. I got this from Blue Wine and Spirits. I don't know why I blanked on it. I almost said Blue Wine and Horses because they do a lot of horses over there. But they are the leading store when it comes to Zumbador, and it was kind of getting a little hot there. I don't remember when I got this, but it was getting hot. Like, people were, like, trying to grab this like crazy. And rightfully so, because I remember sipping it, and it was just so pleasant. But Blue Wine and Spirits was leaving the charge when it came to this bottle here, or both bottles, single, because they were doing like a buy the single barrel and buy the regular Añejo for like, I think $80 each, or not $80 together. Cheap bottles. You can get them at Blue Wine and Spirits. I think both, they're still doing it. I think it might have went up. It's like $90 now, but that's still a solid deal to get two bottles for that price. So I think I've seen the regular Añejos for like 36-ish, around that price. Cheap, like I said. Great fucking price. And then I think the single barrel is like $44. So, go ahead and pop that synthetic cork. No need to rip the wrapper up because I already opened this like right away when I got it from Liz. Honestly, this might have been the last time I was at Blue Wine and Spirit. I need to go back. I need to go get the new M77 Reposado that just released. It just feels only right to go get that Blue Wine and Spirits because, you know, they did such a great job with I Heart Agave working together on that. And also, too, they have a great partnership. So When you see a great partnership like that, you want to go show support at one of those stores like that. First of all, hold on. Yeah, I popped this thing open right away because there was so much hype around it. And I don't know if it was because of the price, the balance, whatever it may be. So I popped it right away. I thought this was pretty damn fantastic. Perfectly balanced and everything like that. And I was like, this is a great everyday sipper. And the price point just screams everyday sipper. So I love that. Let's go ahead and get into this. Now, I'm going to refrain from saying this is going to be a short episode because obviously it's just me. I ain't really got a lot to talk about. And also, I'm kind of tired as hell. Been running around all day. My schedule has just been absolutely fucking brutal this month. But next week is probably my last shitty schedule as far as political work and stuff goes. So that'll finally be fucking wrapping up when election time comes June 2nd. Thank God, shit, because Jesus Christ. The color on this thing looks beautiful from a distance, like, but then when you hold it up in your face, it's got that, like, you know, that white wine color look on it. Aroma. You get like a, oh man, the vanilla bean comes out more on this. Vanilla bean, butterscotch, there's like a little bit of spice there. But it's not like a peppery spice. It's kind of like a sweet spice. Because there is some sweetness on there too. Okay. A little bit of that barrel giving off that caramel flavor right now. So you're kind of getting your common notes of what you'd get out of this and stuff like that. Comes off as, you know, typical Añejo, if you will. Typical good Añejo, you know. So the nose is always phenomenal when it comes to Añejos. The liquid on the palate. Oh, excuse me. Shit, I inhaled too deep. Liquid on the palate, 50-50. Or in Cody's case, it's you can keep that motherfucker, you know. Let's go ahead and sip this bad boy. I'm actually thinking I'm probably going to give this I'm thinking I'm going to give this like a 3, dude. I'm willing to bet. I'm going to go ahead and predict my own rating, if you will. So let's sip this. I am so fucking glad, by the way, I found this fucking bottle because, or I found it in my cabinet because, Jesus Christ, the number one thing I was supposed to do today, buy a fucking bottle of Añejo, forgot to do it. I don't know what I would have done. I probably would have reviewed an old bottle of Cabal. Or maybe, God damn, I really don't have any Añejos, to be honest. All my Añejos are like specialty releases and stuff, like the Tequila Old Fitz shit. My G4 Añejos, which is a 7.6 barrel, and the Dia de los Muertos. My fucking, you know what would have been great to come. Oh, wait a minute, that's what I can get. That's what I could get. The Yayo Añejo finally releases next week, or I'm finally getting it, if you will. It should be shipped out to me. I should be getting it Wednesday. So I got those coming. I don't have any Lost Lore Añejos. I do have a bunch of Tequila Ocho Añejos, but they're all like special releases and barrel proofs and shit like that. So yeah, it would have probably been another Cabal bottle. Or like G4 regular. That's the only Añejos I have that are regular. The G4 one and one of the Cabal bottles up there. So, damn, I might have to start looking into that. Okay, so thankfully I bought this because I would have just went back and reviewed those. Even on my desk here, that's an Añejo, but it's a special release. That's a Reposado, and that's the Lost Lore Mixto. That's Yayo Rosa before it was finished. I still have a little bit of that left in that bottle, but yeah, this is. You know, it was crazy when I was looking more into that cabinet and stuff. I was like, damn, all that shit I talked about Reposados. I have a lot of fucking Reposados. A fucking lot of them. Oh, you know what? There's a fucking Añejo sitting right there in front of it. But yeah, that's more of a special release, too. It's the Siete Leguas. I think that's the French oak one. That's a special release because they do have a regular Añejo that's part of the lineup. So anyway, let's get into this. So on the second sip, you get a little bit more of a, oh yeah, that vanilla bean really kicks in. So in the first sip, I was getting way more spices, a little like cinnamon, if you will. This one is way more caramel now. It comes off as light work too on the front end of the palate, the front beginning of the palate there. A little bit more complexity more on the back end of the palate. Finish is about medium length as well too. It's got like the mouthfeel is kind of a silky, I don't want to say oily, so it's more silky, if you will. Nutmeg. Yeah, there's nutmeg all over this. Yeah, that nutmeg. And then the cooked agave comes on too. So I think I said earlier, the nose don't give off like a peppery sense, more like a sweet spice, if you will. I'm definitely getting more black pepper now. The black pepper is like really on the back end. Kind of the beginning of the finish, if you will, too. See, this is where it doesn't get the last drop rating now. Not all that complex. Now, well, technically, yeah, to get the last drop rating, you do need to be a little complexity. Not all that complex, but what it does, it is really, really, and I've got to say this, is heavily, it's really nicely balanced. You're getting a little bit of everything. You're getting kind of three layers going on here, but from the beginning, middle, and end. I think where the winner is going to be is the middle part. The beginning, the more I sip it now, I just get more of the vanilla bean than I did those spices right off initially, bet. I left that goddamn window open. I just looked over there and shit. I was just like, God damn it. Well, it's not, I was going to say, like, I close it usually when I record in this room, in my office, if you will, a.k.a. drinking room. I usually close it because fucking dogs or whatever be barking and stuff if they see a damn squirrel fly by or whatever. But it's not like that really matters anyway because my desk is right by the fucking another window where the dogs usually are barking anyway. So, and you usually can hear them, so it doesn't really matter. This is nice, man. It just really just comes off as... Oh, look at that. My friend, the Miracle Kid. It's her son's birthday today. Yeah. Making smoothies and shit like that. I got to reply to that. That's beautiful. I was a miracle baby. So, I know what that feels like. Now I'm just an old-ass grumpy man. Old-ass grumpy alcoholic man, I should say. So, yeah, this is a nail month, man. It just hasn't been exciting. It hasn't really... kicked me in the ass to want to go out and purchase añejos. I think the weeks that pass by, I get least less excited and stuff. You know what? Now that I think, I don't even know if I can do the añejo for Yayo as well, too. I'll probably have to do that in June because that kind of was I'm getting two, actually. One is a single barrel, so I can't do that one. But the other one isn't their regular añejo lineup. It's like a special release. It's like straight up a special release. It's sold out like in 5 minutes. So it's not like it's going to be part of their lineup, their Mission 1530, which is all the proceeds go. Oh, well, I shouldn't say all the proceeds. I'm not particularly clear. I believe some or all of the proceeds, do not quote me on this, is going to, you know, children's schools and stuff like that. So... Yayo, Sergio Cruz, they're over there continuing to do great work. Morgan, I honestly wouldn't be shocked if this was her brainchild because, you know, obviously she has a young son too as well. So, and Morgan just seems to be, she's the wife of the owner, by the way. She just seems to be like, you know, the creative brain trust that goes on when it comes to Yayo products these days and stuff. So, not that John isn't, you know, fucking great at it himself. He's great when it comes to the technical aspects of it and stuff, but Morgan is just, what a wife when it comes to handling your business. What the fuck, dude? Okay, I'm about to chug the shit out of that iPad. Anyway, damn, can I finish my damn review now? You know what, I get a little hint of that butterscotch now too. But it's so subtle, it's in the background. That vanilla bean, it really is the forefront. The two forefronts here, the vanilla bean and the pepper. Because the vanilla bean is the beginning, the pepper is the middle. The end is more of the caramel flavors. You're getting those barrel notes and stuff like that. So, really solid pour. I mean, for $36, look, you'll get no complaints out of me. This isn't like Priol Portro, which is one of the best affordable Blancos you could ever sip your fucking lips on and stuff like that. This isn't as good as that. But as far as an Añejo goes for that price, yeah, man. Just can't beat that. So I got to give it some credit there. I think I said originally I'm probably going to give this like a 3. Man, with that price point, I could easily see myself sticking with that. I'm thinking more of this silkiness of what's going on. It's like got like this velvety texture, a little bit of warmth too, really hugs the tongue. I said the finish was medium, but I don't know. You could probably make an argument. It's kind of long because those peppers and shit linger on that back end. So I just say medium to long, like right in that middle between the two. And the oak comes more through on there. You're getting a little bit more of like a roasted nuts as well too. But the spices from the agave is really, it's really calm and mellow, if you will. It's more of the black pepper that's coming through on that. And as far as like the fruit notes I get more of like a dried fruit, like a apricot or something like that, you know? Not for nothing. Just, it's a really solid pour. Honestly, this should be the one sitting on my desk. Actually, you know what? I might keep that on the desk. I'm trying to think what I could put in there. I guess I could put the El Tesoro bottle in there. Yeah, replace it with that. Or maybe even the Lost. No, the Lost Lord Mixto has to stay there. That's got to stay there. So, yeah, I might. The Zimbador, that's probably going to stay out because we can kill that. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to put this back. There's a Ford Laser bottle right there. I might sneak that in there. Oh, man. Yeah, you know what? I was going to swat into a 2.5, but the more I sip on this, you know, it's got a certain charm about it. I don't think if you went and rushed out right now to go buy it, I don't think it'll kill you. If you do go buy it, I recommend getting it at Blue Wine and Spirits because, you know, they are the queens of the game when it comes to the Zubador game. My man Martin, he's got his single barrel there too. It's fucking fantastic. Delicious as shit. I think there's another single barrel that they have too. But they're just on point when it comes to Blue Wine and Spirits and Zumbador. They got the goods when it comes to that stuff. So I think I'm gonna stay at that 3, dude, because the more I sip on this, the more I find myself heavenly and pleasantly enjoying this. I wish there was more butterscotch on this, because you know I got that on the nose, and the caramel and the vanilla bean are kind of the forefront of that, along with the pepper. So I wish I was getting more of that. There is like a citrus element to this too as well. As I said, earlier, because I'm getting all these notes, whatever, it just doesn't feel all that complex. Doesn't really feel like it's like, you know, offering you mind-blowing an experience or anything like that. Just comes off as an everyday good sipper. I will say, probably better than the Añejos we reviewed last year. I'm just saying. But yeah, the flavors here are pretty light. You know, they're not like standing out too strong and stuff like that. They come off as light work, you know? But still a very solid ass pour. $36, you just can't beat that. That's kind of what's keeping it at that 3, because I probably would have went down 2.5. I'm going to shoot it a nice 3. I think there's good people over there at Zumbador too as well. So, and obviously, at least that's what I heard. I can't really speak for it. I never really met the people that were running behind this. My label is peeling off on this bottle. Damn. If I'm not mistaken too, Blue Wine Spirits gave me a discount on this. I think it was if you buy two, you get like a little discount. So I don't know if they still have that going on. I kind of doubt it. They probably would let us know if that wills, but If you ever got to make your way down to Blue Wine and Spirits and you don't know what you're going to get, I recommend getting the Zumbador. So, yeah, I'm giving that a three drop. Can't beat it. You know, it's probably one of the best well-priced Añejos in the game right now. You know, you're just not beating that price. Even the single barrel, getting that for $44, that was cheaper than Cody's bullshit drink he got last week. So, which, by the way, I saw the OG price on that. That shit was in the $80 range. I think it was like $89 or something like that. I was like, ooh, that would have pissed Cody off a little bit more. So he got that shit for a sale. But, you know, that's the chance you take when it comes to these single barrels. So, yeah, I'm going to give this a 3. I've been going for 20 minutes now. That's a good amount of time right there. And if I talk anymore, it'll go on for about 25 to 30 minutes. And those solo episodes should not be that long. So next week, I will try to coordinate something with Cody, which probably, I might be able to do it. I got one political work thing to do, whatever and stuff. So I might be able to pull it off later if he's free. So we'll see. And hopefully he'll have something in Añejo wise per se. I got to go get something because I just thought of it. I was going to do the Yayo, but I was like, that's a special fucking release. So can't do that now. So oops. Oh, well, got to find something else now. So with that said, though, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And like we always say, livers will never be the same because glasses will never be dry. See, even the Zumbador makes a nice cling noise. I kind of want to give it like a 3.1 for that.